Well, welcome to our weekly visit with Molly Engstrom, head hockey coach, University of Maine women's hockey team. Looking forward to being home. You're going to have Merrimack in for two. Team you had beat till the last minute. What's on your mind for this weekend?
Preparation this week is important for us. We've had a lot of lessons to learn over the last 3 weeks as we've been up winning games, and we end up losing them in the last 10 minutes of each game. So game management is one thing. Learning how to buckle down and finish a game has been on top of our minds this week.
The strange thing this past weekend, there were long periods you dominated both games. Couple of weird bounces, couple of strange calls, but that finishing mentality, I find that sometimes here at the university, we don't understand that we're often the hunted. You know, we think we're the hunter all the time. UNH always comes ready to play against Maine. How do we change that culture?
Well, to be honest, I think if you look at the other side of it, the flip side of that is, I think that's a testament to our team. Yeah. I think teams come out to play because they know we're going to come out to play, honestly. I mean, I think that we play a fast game. I think we're disciplined. We make plays. And they know that it's not going to be a slouch game. So very rarely does a team come out sleeping against us. And I think that's a feather in our cap. But we have to meet the challenge, every challenge.
Yeah. You got goals from defensemen, which has been few and far between at times. Kokovic following a play and making a great move, and Morphy sniping one. Do you need to get more production from the D?
Yeah, we're talking about shooting through screens, getting shots all the way through to the net, and I think, I mean, when teams like UConn, teams like UNH, where they have some big bodies and there's a lot of congestion in front, that's, pucks are a lot of times going to have eyes. I mean, Morphy had two goals on the weekend. Like you said, Ashley had that one down low. But, yeah, I mean, you go from three offensive players on the ice to five offensive players on the ice. So we're really trying to work hard with our D on getting those shots through.
The D also seems to be doing a better job covering a lot of times. It's been more the forwards that haven't marked somebody or have sort of lost where the puck is. A lot of that, still got a lot of kids that are very young. You still have 14 new players, which I keep having to remind myself. But it does seem that your senior folks are trying to ramp up the energy in a lot of these games. Ida is everybody's target, and she played a strong game. When you go into this, a team you know that you can match up well with, what do you hope to start with early in each game?
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about starting the game when the puck drops. As you touched on, we've been having conversations with our leadership group, so meaning our upperclassmen, about driving the team, driving the energy, driving that leadership piece as we head into playoffs. And so I think, especially in the last week and a half or so, I know they've had some conversations, and I think they're doing a really good job of that. Just yesterday in practice, we were just in transition on drills, and all of a sudden I look over and they're in a huddle, all of them, you know, and they brought themselves in, and I'm thinking they're talking about staying focused and pushing through the Monday. It's a work day. So I'm feeling, you know, optimistic about the team. I think the attitudes are good and they want it. They don't like losing.
Yeah.
You know, by no stretch of the imagination are anybody, you know, giving up at this point.
Well, you could see that against UNH. UNH has one hell of a big, strong, tough goalie. I mean, a freshman, she's played every game this year. If she stays 4 years, she's going to end up owning every record UNH has. She's very good. When you prep for a team, I mean, how much can you really prep for a particular goalie? I would think you really can't, right, that you got to focus on the game in general. But does it ever come into play, say, you know, you can beat her blocker side, or she'll give you the five hole, or can you scout a goalie at this level that way?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It depends how good they are and what their strengths are. I think with Sedona, we would like to move her more laterally. Yeah. And we did.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw Sam Morrison on the 6-on-5. She's on the back door and she shoots it into the toe
yeah.
of her on it, you know, like we're wide open on the back door. But I think that's where Sedona gives some things up. But we had some wide open, and then she's laying on her back, and we hit her.
Yeah.
You know,
twice.
I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to answer your question, I think so. And we'll be doing that as we move forward.
One of the things that the obviously you get the UNH feed when you watch on TV. One of the things that their staff kept saying, their play-by-play and color people kept saying, is that the relentless way Maine plays, you know, Maine just keeps coming at you. They also agreed that you probably got the short end of most of the calls, which was interesting for an out-of-town crew. But one of the things that they talked about, and I think I thought this was really interesting, is how Maine's lateral game has gotten better over the season. You don't get caught coming up the boards. You'll be able to get the puck out to open people. And I noticed you practice that a lot. Is that a general focus, or is that somebody just with this particular team you're working on?
Oh, I think it's general. You know, we talk about using the wall when you can use the wall, and then we talk a lot about getting off of the wall when it's necessary. So I think they're doing a good job of making the adjustments to girls as we go along. I think we play a pretty fast north-south game, but I do think they're handling things laterally as well.
Well, you play Friday night at 6 and then Saturday afternoon. I encourage people to come up because this should be a very good two-game series. And we're getting near the end. We're getting towards playoffs, so it's a good time to get things rolling again.
Yeah, we have I was just going to say we decided with our marketing team we're going to be wearing our third jersey again.
All right.
So the plaid one. So we're calling it a flannel Friday. So all the fans are supposed to show up in their flannels. So
I will have a flannel shirt on.
Promotional.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Molly. Okay.